This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Be clothed with the get to. For God resists the have to's, and He gives grace to the get to's. Who gets grace? Some people are going, me. Oh, not necessarily. Where's that been? He gives grace. He's a giver. Grace in the G cloud to the humble, to the hearts who get to. Amen. Click. Humble. Get to yourselves. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt who? The get to's. Come on. He may exalt the humble. The humble are going to get exalted. The get to'ers are going to get exalted. Amen. Praise God. Think about when you enter. When He says, enter into my presence. How does He say in the Bible to enter into His presence? With thanksgiving and praise. That ain't about you. And there's so many people that try to pray and enter in with all this need. We get to. Yeah, but our president and our governments, now we get to lift him up. Yeah, but I didn't vote for him. Well, you get to pray for him. See the difference? See the attitude? Oh, come on. This is the principle. And benefits always follow the get-to-ers. Always. Somebody say always. Always. I'm telling you always now. When you enter into His praise, don't enter into His presence with need. That's pride. I need. Now, that's self. Are y'all getting this or not? That's the I have to. I have to pray on this thing. Man, this job and my future and my kids, I have to, hush. Lord, I get to do this. Amen. Amen. Now, it ain't maybe who says it's going to happen overnight, but because God's revealing this and uncovering this to us, I believe we're going to get it quicker and quicker and quicker. Amen. Amen. Say, I get to. So, let's go to the next family of word in this. Willingness. I looked up the definition of willingness. Eager. Does that sound right? Eager to help, prompt to act or respond without reluctance. All right? In Exodus, oh, shoo, I just felt something right there. Watch this. Are y'all ready? Stay with me. God commanded Moses to tell the people to bring an offering, but He said, tell them only to bring it with a willing heart. Otherwise, don't bring it. God does not need your offering. God does not want a have-to offering. But you come clothed in get-to-ness. You come clothed in humility. Oh, you got His full attention because that's a principle and a revelation, and that is a law that He put into existence. And every time, that willing heart will receive benefits. It's happening in the world, and they don't even realize they're living on it. And the church, we've been teaching have to for years. Oh, you get to. In Psalms, oh, you want, how many's ready for the powerful church? Now, we preach this thing. Come on, church, power. We church this thing every which way but loose. And I read this. My people shall be willing in the day of my power. When my people get willing, you'll see power. When my people aren't just obedient, and here I am. And my people aren't just obedient, but hey, don't bring an offering, man. Bring that offering willing. Tell them to bring it willing now, Moses. I'm giving instructions. Make sure their heart's right when they give that thing. No, honey, we have to. No, kids, we have to. God was never that way. Not love. But he's a covenant God. Amen. Isaiah said this in Isaiah, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Well, is there benefits with that? Yes. Willing and obedient. First Chronicles, David is instructing his son Solomon. And he says, serve God with a perfect loyal heart and a willing mind. For God searches all hearts. So he's teaching his young son Solomon, your mind is not going to be willing. And we know in Matthew, it says the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. So we know the mind and the flesh are weak, but your spirit, woo! I don't care how you're looking at me. I don't care if you haven't, it doesn't matter. Your spirit, the real you, if you're born again, you're in his image and you're willing. You're eager. Just hadn't told your face yet. And what happens now? Well, if the real me chip is, because the Bible says the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Well, then how do we get this flesh and mind? Well, you gotta operate a different law, and it's called the Nanaw Law. And that's my mama's mom. And she said she'd have a deal. She'd say, you just need to straighten up and fly right. So we need to get our minds and our flesh to straighten up and fly right. And when we get our minds and our flesh to line up with our spirit. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. That's the willing church. That's the powerful church. Somebody say, I get to. In everything, it's your perception of the situation that makes the difference. Say, I get to. I want you to think it. I want you to say it. I want you to believe it. I want you to do it. After every thought, and recondition and rebuild and renew that mind in your flesh. Amen. Now the world operates in this principle. And guess what? They receive benefits. We've already talked about a job. A worker comes in early. I get to come to work. He comes in early. He brings donuts. He sweeps the floor. He cleans the bath. Whatever he does, he stays late. And then there's the guy, I have to. I can't wait. I'm just riding my time. I can't. The second that clock ticks, I'm out of here. Doesn't like being there in the first place. And the whole time, they're praying to God to promote them. Contradictory. Praying to God, bless me. Give me another job. Why? So you can do the same thing? And have the same heart and wear the same I have to shirt. And there's people serving in the church with an I have to shirt. I wish God would just do that one day and just either put one shirt on us. And sometimes those shirts would change as you're doing different things. Man, some of them are I get to and you're here and they go, offering time, the words change. Man, we don't want anybody on praise and worship who has to. And you can see it. We don't want preachers preaching because they have to. He doesn't anoint that. Amen. Are y'all getting this or not? Oh, man, this is good. This is good. God, thank you for unveiling this sheet. I get to. Say, I get to. Now, here's some other examples. You think about Paul. He got to. Paul, in 2 years, over 600 days, traveled 15,000 miles by foot, donkey, camel, and ships. What, spreading the word. Why? He got to. Prison after prison. Disaster after disaster. I got to. I thought about what got me that job. The Lord reminded me of that at University of Arkansas. I just wanted to be a part of a powerful, winning program. And I went there early and I just started picking weeds out on the outfield fence. And I was so thankful. These are Arkansas hog razorback weeds. And And the whole time I'm on my knees out there, nobody's out there. I'm not looking for people to look at me, but I'm serving in a willing heart. But this is a principle that God always benefits follow. Are y'all with me? And I'm not doing it for that. But man, I remember watching them on ESPN play on this. I remember that one ball hit this part of the fence somewhere. And then the coach comes up, Hall of Fame coach, one of the winningest coaches of all time in college baseball. They said, "Who is that dude? Go get him and bring him to me." And they came and got me, and he wants to talk to you. What? Oh, no. Oh, it's like going to the principal's office. He said, "Why do you do that? Why are you doing that? Who are you to come in here and just start picking weeds on our field?" "Sir, listen, I just really think you have, I'll leave. I didn't mean to cause any trouble." He goes, "No, just keep picking weeds." And he walked off. And that was a test. He told me later when he hired me. And he calls me at Northwest Missouri State University, and that's where I met Candy. He said, "Chip, I've got a stack of resumes on my desk. And all their resume says is weeds." No, I'm just kidding. "And their resume has New York Yankees assistant coach, this, all yours has is picking weeds at my..." And he said, I can't not, I want you to have the position." Why? That willing heart. Because I know if he'll do that for me and not complain, he'll do more for me and not complain. How is God seeing you? In this whole life we've been living this, well, we have to, honey. And sometimes we say it and don't even realize it. We got to eliminate that from our vocabulary. Start now. Are y'all with me or not? We get to. Say, "I get to." We're the "I get to" people. I'm telling you, it's going to go all over the world. You better get ready. If you don't like this, just, "I get to sow you." Now see, I told you it's going to step on religious toes. I don't want anybody to leave here, but if God sends you, we get... See, if pastors would only understand... If pastors would understand this, their churches would be filled. Because they're trying to hold on to people in the wrong family of words. That's pride, and it's about them and their church.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.